If you can give your child a gift, let it be a gift of enthusiasm. If you can give your child a gift, let it be enthusiasm. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. If you can give your child a gift, let it be enthusiasm. One of the most wonderful things that parents are happy people. They're happy people because they have children and they're happy with their children. They are happy people because they have created a world in which they have sufficiency to get along, and they have created their children with adequate living to eat and wear whatever clothing they need to have, and they created their families as an abundant family. Now you say, not everybody has done that. Well, no, and that's the problem. Not everybody has done that because people are looking at abundance in perhaps the wrong way. If a family is a family of joyous enthusiasm and they love to take a walk in the park in the evening after dinner, or they love to just walk around the block and greet the neighbors, or they like to just sit at home together and maybe play some games and talk a little bit, or maybe they like to discuss what the children are doing in school and have enthusiasm for the wonderful things the children are doing. Parents have the most wonderful gift that they can give to their child, and that is enthusiasm for life. Life has problems, that is for sure. And these problems come and go. These problems, this too shall pass, as that phrase fits so well. These problems will pass away, and others will come in their stay, and we will handle them in whatever way it is important for us on that particular day. And we let it go. We don't worry about it. We just handle it as it comes. Now, we can all give worries to our children, let them worry about what we're worrying about. We can all give the growing up too soon, as the saying goes, for children. And really, it's not a matter of growing up too soon, giving children too many responsibilities. It's giving children responsibilities of joy and happiness and peace and harmony and right action and truth in their life. If you are finding joy and harmony and peace and right action and love in whatever you're doing, it's so easy to pass it on to your children. It's so easy to give to your children that aspect of peace and harmony and joy and right action that you're experiencing in your life. It's so easy to pass that along. However, it's not easy to pass it along if you're not getting a kick out of life, if life is not a great joy for you. Now, just to start with, are you a nice person? Well, most of us would like to say yes to that. And if you're a nice person, what does a nice person do? A nice person is nice to themselves first and nice to everyone else. Now, are you a husband? Are you nice to your wife? Are you a wife? Are you nice to your husband? Are you children? Are you nice to your brothers and sisters and your teachers? Are you nice to your mom and dad? Are you nice? You see, that niceness doesn't have to be giving gifts. That niceness doesn't have to mean going out and doing some monumental thing. That niceness can be purely so simple as giving a smile, saying, I love you, saying, may I help you, saying, gee, what a wonderful dad you are, what a wonderful brother you are, wow, you're the greatest sister in the world, you know, and mean it, because our brothers and sisters are the greatest brothers and sisters in the world, and the more we recognize that and mean it, the more we find out that they are. And they'll stand up for us through thick and thin, and we'll stand up for them through thick and thin. We're family. We belong together. We're a happy family. If you give your child a gift of, let it be enthusiasm. If you give your brothers and sisters a gift, let it be enthusiasm. If you give your mom or dad a gift, let it be enthusiasm. You come into the house, you say, hey, Mom, I ripped some of these flowers out of your garden just for you. And Mom says, well, how about that? That's the first time you ever done something like that. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, she didn't have to be very happy over it because there wasn't much enthusiasm. But what did she do? She was happy because she recognized that it's a step in the right direction for him. And she said, "Wow, you're so wonderful. Thank you so much. Don't go overboard, Mom. You're just really wonderful." And then somebody else comes along, and they too rip up some of your flowers and bring them into you and say, "Mom, I brought these flowers for you because I think you're the most wonderful mom in the world, and I know you'll enjoy them. And Mom, you're just so wonderful. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom." And then give her the flowers and run out of the house. Mom will be flabbergasted. And again, she'll look at the flowers and say, "My gosh, if they keep ripping up my flowers, they'll not grow." But no, she doesn't say that. She says that's what they're there for. They're there to tell stories in many ways. They're there to tell the story of children looking at the flowers and enjoying them, of adults looking at the flowers and enjoying them, Mom and Dad looking at the flowers to enjoy them, the mailman, the delivery man, anyone that comes around, to servicemen, to look at the flowers and say, "What a lovely garden." And then the children look at them and they say, "Wow, Mom should have some of these on her desk. Mom should have some of these on the kitchen table or dining room table. Wow, let's share them with the family." Not realizing that they're taken right from the garden, and, you know, that's like taken from the golden goose. And you want to be real careful of that. There's only so many eggs here. But if they will go out and fertilize those flowers, if they'll go out and tend them, pull the weeds out, if they'll go out, now who's going to tell them about that? Mom will say, "Oh, that's so great. Come on, let's go out and look and see where you got them. Oh, hey, that's good. Now, let's plant some more seeds there so some more flowers will grow up there. Wouldn't it be great? Now, it won't take long. Let's plant them, put some fertilizer there, water them gently, and you watch. In just a short time, we'll have some more flowers there. But we want to always be careful to sort of move around a little bit, to take some here and take some there, so that we don't cut down too deeply, because we want the flowers to be there. But you guys are great. You're wonderful. You're so thoughtful. You know the flowers are there for us to enjoy. Them. Wow!" And share enthusiasm. But you have to have that enthusiasm in you first before you can share it. You have to have that enthusiasm in your heart before you can give it out. Well, it's not too hard. It's not too difficult. But it just means that you have to think about it. You have to think about what makes enthusiasm. When your child comes into the house and leaves their shoes in the front hall where people can stumble over them, do you say, "Put those shoes away"? Or do you go there and you say, "Hey, I don't want anyone to stumble over these shoes. What do you think we can do about it? Where do you think we should keep them where people aren't going to stumble?" "Oh, Mom, you're just doing a wiseacre act with me." No. I'm just thinking, those are pretty nice shoes. We bought those for you because they were just your size and they were so beautiful. And, you know, they're the latest, too. They're just a brand name." "Yeah, I know, Mom." "Well, let's respect them. Let's tell them, 'Hey, brand name shoes, I think you're pretty nice. I'm going to put you together right here in the corner where nobody's going to trip over you. And, hey, what do you think the shoes are going to—" "Oh, shoes don't talk, Mom. What kind of foolishness are you talking about?" "Oh, yeah, shoes talk. You watch. Now, you try once. Dust your shoes off, put them together in the corner, and say, 'Here's a nice, quiet place for you.' And listen to what they have to say." "I put them there, Mom, and I'm listening, but they don't say anything." "Listen a little closer." "I'm listening, but they don't say anything." But listen with your heart. And listen how much they appreciate not being trampled on by other people's feet and other people's shoes. They belong on your feet, and they're taking you places. "Oh, yeah, Mom, I can hear them now. They're saying, 'Thanks a lot, Tommy. I appreciate you putting me away like this. You're just great.'" "And, Mom, I didn't know shoes could talk, but you taught me they can, and I think that's just great." Teaching enthusiasm to our kids is something we've got to teach to ourselves first. And as we teach enthusiasm to ourselves first, wow, watch it spring forth in every way. Yeah, Tommy's shoes will talk to him. Yeah, the flowers will grow beautifully. Yeah, all these things will come out in their perfect divine order. But just give him a chance and just watch as the miracles take place when you give your child a gift of enthusiasm and love. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.